All right, we are now on the record for hearing day three. It's August 26, 2026, 9 a.m. And this is an SDAP-CIPA appeal for the WoodSpring Suites Hotel. Probably should have everybody introduce themselves once more before we get started. Of course, Susan Drummond, Kitsap County Hearing Examiner. So I guess we'll make perhaps start with I don't know, the applicant, Mr. Cartman.
Good morning. I'm David Cartman, along with my colleague Jessica Rowe for the applicant.
Good morning, and the appellant.
I guess I'll go first. Duncan Green, representing the primary appellants, with my colleague Isaac Patterson.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And then Ms. Raymond and Mr. Nelson.
Good morning, Megan Raymond, and my colleague Ken Nelson is here as well, representing Anchor Health, the other appellant.
Okay, and I see the county. I see Mr. Wachter there. I know you, it looks like you're still getting set up, but good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. This is Neil Wachter on behalf of the county. I'm joined this morning in the hearing room by Jeff Smith and Darren Gurney of DCD.
Good morning to all of you. All right, so it looks like we have everyone on board. I believe, Mr. Cartman, you had one more witness, possibly two, depending. So we'll, unless there are any procedural questions, we'll go directly into witness testimony.
No procedural questions from us. I'll say I'm only planning to call one witness, but would like to reserve the right to call another in response later today as may be necessary
Okay.
in response to Mr. Smith's testimony.
Okay.
And
And
we did
who's
have,
your
oh,
witness?
excuse me. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll go ahead with the witness unless that was
Yeah,
not
no, who is your
a real
witness? I don't
question.
see them online.
Yep, we'll call Rich Shapansky. I believe he's on the attendees list under Rich.
Right, I'll pull him over.
And while we're doing that, I did have one procedural point I wanted to clarify. I just didn't want to interrupt that exchange that you were just having, Ms. Examiner. We did want to confirm that we do plan to call at least one witness during the rebuttal portion of the hearing. Don't expect that will take very long, probably about 30 minutes on
Okay.
direct. Of course, we have to reserve the right to call other witnesses depending on how everything plays out today, but that's our best prediction at this point.
Okay. Thank you for the heads up on that.
Sure.
All right. Mr. Chapansky, I see you now. I don't see your video. I assume you want to turn that on. There we go. All right. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Okay. If you can state your name for the record.
My name is Rich Shapansky.
And you swear or affirm to tell the truth under penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Shapansky, good morning.
Good morning.
I will start by showing you a copy of Exhibit B3. Is this your resume?
Yes, it is.
And can we see the spelling of your last name at the top there?
Yes.
Mr. Shapansky, can you tell us about your current employer and position and a bit about your professional background and experience?
Yeah, I'm a senior planner with EA Engineering. We provide SEPA and NEPA as well as environmental engineering work. I have a undergraduate degree in landscape architecture from Washington State University, a master's degree in city planning from San Diego State University, and I've worked for various municipalities before consulting in SEPA and NEPA.
Thank you. And could you please tell us about your experience with SEPA and NEPA in terms of working on environmental review documents? What kind of clients and particularly any work on behalf of reviewing jurisdictions?
Yeah, I've worked on probably 400 or more SEPA documents, from SEPA checklists to EIS documents. I've worked for Just a range of clients. I've worked for municipalities. I've acted as a responsible official for the Issaquah School District, for example, and assisted. We assist the University of Washington, multiple jurisdictions, City of Seattle, through the SEPA process.
And are some of those described more in some of those projects listed in this Exhibit B3?
Yes.
And can you talk a bit more about when you have served as a SEPA responsible official and what responsibilities you had in that role?
I assisted the district in a new high school project that they had in reviewing the information that was provided in the SEPA checklist, and we had subsequent requests for information. To provide a level of information that we were comfortable in issuing a determination of non-significance for that project. But it was an iterative process in just making sure that we had a reasonable amount of information to base the decision.
And just looking here on the first page of your resume, it looks like you've worked on quite a number of environmental impact statements. Is that right?
Yes.
And do you also have experience in determining what kind of information leads to a determination of significance versus a determination of non-significance?
Yes.
Mr. Schepanski, did you work on this proposal during the permitting or review stage?
I did not.
Were you asked to review some material and provide your opinion as part of this hearing?
Yes.
And you didn't work on the project before that?
No.
What did you do to prepare for this hearing?
We were provided information related to the project, including, the 2025 SEPA checklist, the 2026 determination of non-significance. We also were provided the previous 2005 SEPA checklist and the determination of non-significance for the business park. We were also provided some of the follow-up information that was provided. Prior to the determination of non-significance in 2025, as well as the appeal information.
And have you attended and listened to the last 2 days of this hearing?
Yes.
So I don't think I need to ask you specific questions about them, Mr. Schepanski, but I think you said you reviewed the 2005 SEPA checklist for the business park, or it may have been prepared in 2004, but that's in the record as Exhibit B12. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was to support the proposal that we've looked at a couple of times, shown in a site plan with five buildings from 2005.
Yes.
And you said you've also reviewed the determination of non-significance for the business park that was issued in 2005. That's in the record as Exhibit B14.
Yes.
And the hearing examiner decision on that proposal that is in the record as Exhibit F53.
Yes.
Thank you. I want to ask you now about some of the documents writ issued for the proposal we're talking about today. So I am in Exhibit F9, which we've seen before, the pre-application summary letter for this proposal. Have you reviewed this document, Mr. Schepanski?
I did look at it, yes.
And I wanted to ask you first. As you know, we're here talking about both the SEPA determination as well as the SDAP decision. And the SDAP decision is described here in the first couple of paragraphs of this letter, both in the first paragraph where it talks about the prior approvals, and then in this section labeled staff comment where it states that the project is vested to the hearing decision land use approvals. Do you see that?
I do.
And have you reviewed and do you have an opinion on the SDAP portion of the decision or this question of vesting, other than as it may apply to SEPA?
No, I really don't have any expertise there.
And so going to page 4 of Exhibit F9 in the paragraph at the top under the heading environmental. Do you see here that the county, as stated in this letter, required a SEPA checklist with the application for the current hotel project?
Yep.
And you said you've reviewed that checklist?
Yes.
And then do you see the statement that the department issued the DNS that we just spoke about in 2005?
Yes.
And then do you see the final sentence that says if the project proposal exceeds the project environmental thresholds, creating additional impacts, a new SEPA determination will be required?
Yes.
Mr. Schepanski, as we've said, were you a part of the county's process?
I was not.
And so do you know why the county included this statement?
I would believe that they included that to indicate that if the proposal does exceed what was looked at previously in 2005, that additional information would be required and a new SEPA determination would be
And do you
required.
know specifically what or whether the county did what type of analysis it did as described by that last sentence?
I'm not sure, what process they went through for that.
And then I wanted to ask you, I'm not sure we've looked at it, but as I think I've just asked you, you've reviewed the current project SEPA checklist that is in the record as exhibit F12. Is that right?
Yes.
And then have you also reviewed this document, exhibit F29, which is the determination of non-significance for the current
Yes.
proposal?
Yep.
Mr. Szczepanski, just to be efficient, I guess there are some claims in the appeals that, in my understanding, are alleging that the county essentially skipped some environmental analysis for the current proposal in reliance on analysis that was done in 2005. Have you reviewed those claims? And I think part of the basis for those claims is the fact that, as you can see here in the description of the proposal on this page, there is a reference to the determination of non-significance from 2005. Do you see
Yes.
that?
Yes.
And then this document is also titled Revised Determination of Non-Significance. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you know why this document is titled Revised Determination of Non-Significance?
I'm not sure. Yeah, I couldn't speak to that.
And I guess my question to you, Mr. Szczepanski, and we'll go through this in a bit more detail, is having reviewed the environmental review record for the current proposal, does it appear to you that any analysis was foregone due to the existence of the 2005 decisions?
No, the analysis presented was related to the project and the level of development associated with the project.
Can you say a bit more about that? We have, some documents here referencing the prior proposal. It's clear the county was aware of that. What makes you confident, having reviewed the record, that that nothing, I guess, was skipped here as a consequence of what happened before?
Well, the level of analysis provided for the project w is commensurate with what you would expect for a new project. It referenced the previous analysis, but it didn't rely on it solely. It provided information and analysis related to the current proposal.
It seems like they're not the subject of specific appeal claims that are being carried forward. But for example, did you hear my questions to Mr. Hankins the other day about the stormwater report and the geotechnical report that were prepared for this project?
I did.
Does that support the statements that you've just made about the current record for environmental review?
I believe so, yes.
And then obviously the focus of this hearing has been on parking and circulation and traffic. So can you talk a bit about your understanding of the environmental review that was done and how that relates to whether that was sufficient for the current project?
Well, and review of the information that a TIA was prepared in support of the SEPA checklist. There was a level of information requested from the county prior to the determination of non-significance. There was some additional information provided by the applicant, and it did relate to, I believe, parking and some of those issues, to a level that I think the county felt comfortable with in issuing the determination of non-significance. And it was, a level of information that is appropriate, I believe, for basis of a determination of non-significance.
As we heard quite a few questions to Mr. Schramm yesterday, Mr. Schramm's supplemental analysis and some of the additional explanation for that analysis that he gave during the hearing yesterday, that was not available to the county when it issued the determination of non-significance, correct?
Correct.
And I guess, does that change your testimony that the information the county had when it issued the DNS was sufficient?
No, I think it was a reasonable level of analysis and information provided. I believe that there was, in my opinion.
And when you're looking at the question of the SEPA record as a whole, I suppose, and the information that's available now in support of the decision, would you include the additional information that's come out as part of the hearing process in that?
Absolutely. Yeah. As I indicated, SEPA is an iterative process, and the information provided for this appeal hearing is also part of that record and would be included in part of the SEPA process.
There's also been some questions, Mr. Schepanski, about what might happen going forward. Can you tell us just, I guess, first conceptually, what's your understanding of the role of mitigating conditions or conditions applied to approvals as part of SEPA?
Well, my understanding is that based on the analysis, additional mitigation measures beyond those that are already required by code. I mean, you will sometimes a checklist will indicate what those are, sometimes they won't, but the county will use those in their for mitigation. That, of course, the requirements are there, but as if any additional measures are identified through the process, they can be also required by either the county or by, through the hearing examiner process as well.
And did you hear, I guess, for example, Mr. Schramm, I think, acknowledged yesterday that it is possible that sometimes a hotel guest may park on one of the other parcels in the business park.
I did hear that, yes.
And I guess, in your opinion, having listened to the hearing and reviewed the materials, does that possibility necessitate a condition or a requirement imposed on the decision at this time?
That would be part of the process. It's potential that there could be some additional measures required regarding parking or provision of parking or signage or wayfinding or something. Sure.
And just to make sure, did you think that anything is necessary for at this point the examiner to impose to deal with the possibilities or those possibilities in the future?
In my opinion, probably not, but that's my opinion.
And in the future, if those problems were to exist, or perhaps were to turn out more severely than are currently anticipated, would there be ways to deal with that based on what you've heard?
Yes, there would be ways to add additional measures and, yeah,
Would
to
some of
control.
those include, as I think was discussed, would it be possible that the business park occupants could agree among themselves to impose signage or other restrictions?
Sure, absolutely.
And if this project or any project were to be found to have environmental impacts exceeding what was predicted during the SEPA process, is it your experience that jurisdictions also continue to have the authority to deal with that as may be necessary?
Yes.
What would that look like?
Well, if there were, potential impacts that would, I mean, just say, for example, there was some issue regarding easement or something that, if there was a revision to the site plan in relationship to that, the county could require, a revision to the site plan and potentially additional environmental review.
Well, you've anticipated where I was about to go, Mr. Szczepanski. I did also want to ask you about this phrase in the DNS. So, looking back at Exhibit F29, that's been the subject of the appeal of a couple appeal claims at the very bottom of page one here. It says Kitsap County relies on the applicant's assurances that its easement rights provide adequate legal access under the recorded CCNRs. Do you see that?
Yes.
And we looked at this yesterday, but I will pull up Exhibit F25, and this document is the CCNRs, the covenants, conditions, and restrictions that is referring to, in your
Yes.
understanding.
Yes.
Did you see in the permit record that applicant provided this document to the county as part of the review process?
Yes.
And just to ask you about a couple of things, in addition to what we saw yesterday, on page five of this document, I guess running on to page six, Mr. Szczepanski, do you see the definition of the term common area here?
Yes.
I'll try to not require you to read everything out loud, but does this essentially say that the common area consists of the portions of the business park that are not occupied by a building?
I believe so, yeah.
And then going to page 17 and running on to page 18, do you see section 5.1 entitled common area?
Yes.
And do you see in the fourth line of section 5.1 the statement that a common area may be used for vehicular driving, comma, parking,
Yes.
as well as going on pedestrian traffic, directional signs, sidewalks, walkways, et cetera?
Yes.
And then I believe we looked at it yesterday as well. On page 24 onto 25, have you also seen section 8.1 talking about easements for ingress, egress, and parking?
Yes.
Mr. Szczepanski, you've well, I guess I'll ask you, based on that document, would you agree that the county looked at more than just the, or I guess relied on more than just the applicant's assurances. They also looked at the CCNRs themselves.
I believe so. Yeah.
And so, do you think that statement that the county relied on those CCNRs for determining that access would be adequate, do you think that was appropriate under SEPA?
I believe so. Yeah.
Can you say more?
Well, you have to have a reasonable assurance that the access is provided. But you typically wouldn't need to do a legal review at that point. It's just whether you can reasonably assume that that access is there. And if I was acting in the responsible official role on this, I would feel comfortable that there was a reasonable assurance that that access is provided.
And in the hearing testimony that we heard 2 days ago from the appellant witnesses, Mr. Szczepanski, did it appear to you that the appellants and the other users of the business park are relying on joint and mutual access for parking and circulation, or that they're assuming that such access does not exist?
It appeared that they do rely on some of that joint access for parking and circulation.
And if you were a SEPA responsible official, would that support your conclusion that adequate access exists for those purposes?
Yes.
Sorry, just I think, Mr. Shapansky, that is all my questions for you, unless there's anything else you'd like to say about what I've asked.
No.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any cross-examination for Mr. Shapansky?
I do have just a few questions. Good morning, Mr. Shapansky. I'm Duncan Green, one of the attorneys representing the primary appellants. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. So I wanted to start with a couple of questions that you were just asked. There was a question about whether you believed that the county had sufficient information about environmental impacts at the time of the DNS. My question is, did you hear the testimony in the previous 2 days, including testimony from the applicant's transportation consultant, confirming that at the time of the DNS, there was no analysis that had been pr provided to the county of parking capacity or generation, and no analysis of internal circulation?
Yes, I did hear that.
And do you think that that kind of information?